Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler, happy to be joined today by one of the premier interior defensive linemen in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Dwayne Carter from Duke. Dwayne, appreciate you joining me, man. I know it's been a long pre-draft process already. The draft is still over a month away, man, but how's everything been so far you in this pre-draft process since the season ended?
Yeah, man, first off, you know, I appreciate you having me on. And second, it's been good, man. You know, it's crazy. It's a real process, and I'm blessed with the opportunity I am in.
Dwayne, I know it probably seems, man, like it's been a year since you ended your season in 2023 for Duke. Obviously, you were down at the Senior Bowl. You were out at the NFL Combine in Indy. And obviously, you got the draft coming up here in just a couple weeks and got workouts every day. Can you just talk to maybe take the layers back for me as far as things that maybe you're looking to fine-tune in your game, whether it's as a pass rusher, your game in the run game, taking on double teams, or just wreaking havoc in the backfield, man? Just talk to me a little bit about what are things maybe you're looking to fine-tune here as you work into your first rookie minicamp here in these next few months.
Yeah, no, 100%. Great question. I think it's more so a combination of everything, right? Because my goal is to be, you know, special, be an every down defensive tackle and make an impact immediately when I get to that next level, right? And for me, it's been working a little bit of everything, but I guess I'd have to say if I had to choose one, it definitely would be, you know, finishing pass rushes at the top of the rush. So, well, that's closing the space, finding different pass rush moves, mentally thinking through pass sets and different looks and things we may get through protections and down distance. It's just, I mean, there's so much that I can talk about from that range and that edge. And I've been blessed to work with Coach Eddie out in LA and all the people that's, you know, impacted me over my career so far. But more recently, it's been Coach Eddie, and we've been breaking down pass rush specifically before, you know, Senior Bowl, talking ball before the combine, just stuff like that, man. I've been blessed to learn a lot from him.
Dwayne, for those out there, man, that aren't familiar with your game just yet or didn't watch it down in the ACC dominating for the Duke Blue Devils, can you talk to us about what teams are getting in Dwayne Carter, not just as a football player, but also as a man in the leader room and the locker room as well?
Yeah, so I think with me, I always say what you see is what you get, right? I don't hide much. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I play hard. And I think when you cut on my tape, passion, effort jumps off immediately. I play really hard, man. I love the game. I love the team. And I fly around the field. You're going to see a big guy running around the field, making plays down the field. You know, hopefully not too far down the field. But long story short, that's who I am. I'm high energy, high motor, high effort guy. I'm a smart football player. And you're going to get a good teammate, too, as well. And I think that's really important. That's something we really pride ourselves on here at Duke was, you know, it was being good teammates and actually playing for one another, right? Because when you're playing and clicking on cylinders, that's when success happens.
Dwayne, you are a three-time captain at Duke. It's something that's never happened in the history of the program. It's a Duke program, look, that's dated back all the way to 1922. So it's been around a long while, man. Just expand a little bit on your leadership and your ability not just to be obviously a voice in the locker room that people usually involve leadership with, but also to lead on the football field as well, and how Duke shaped you not just as a football player, but also as a man, and just to be able to lead a group of guys for the multiple years that you were there, from the first time you stepped foot on campus to the last play that you ever played in the ACC.
Yeah, 100%. So first off, man, I was blessed to be at a university like Duke and be surrounded by great coaches through two staffs and a great group of teammates that I've had over the last 5 years. And I'm honored that they, you know, felt confident enough in me to vote me captain three times. And the first time was I was a redshirt sophomore, so I was still pretty young, you know, in the sense of trying to learn the ropes of college football and the place that Duke is and everything that it has to offer. And for me as a leader, I always say, when I describe my leadership style, it's not a one-size-fits-all. And I'm always excited, it's not. And I said, just preface the point of relationships. It's just relations, man. You got to build relationships with your team or, you know, whoever you're working with at that point in time to actually understand them and know who they are. You got to learn their temperament. You got to know what makes them tick. You got to know, like, actually really know your teammates, right? So then you can better help the team and help lead in that aspect. And, you know, not everybody requires and responds to the same things at all time. And although it may be unrealistic to, you know, try to have a one-on-one approach every single time, but for the most part, that's what I try to do. So I understand what guys respond, you know, being yelled at, being just having certain conversations, just all these different ways you can react. And that always starts for me with relationships, man. I think a lot of people miss that because I've always been told since I was younger, the best leader are listeners. And, you know, I try to listen first more than anything.
Absolutely. Dwayne, can you take me into the importance for you as to just showing up down in Mobile and getting the invite from Jim Nagy and his staff, right? Showing up with some of the best talent in the country, offensively, defensively, guys that you worked with, you got to know throughout the week there in Mobile, and just how unique the opportunity was to show up there and compete all week long down there at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, so first, so thank you to Jim Nagy. And, you know, the opportunity to come down and compete at the Senior Bowl, you know, as a young football player, that's a dream, man. You watch the Senior Bowl every January, going into that February, like in high school, you're watching in class, like you're watching one-on-ones, you're watching everything. So to be able to grace the same field as the elite players I was around, as well as the ones who've come before us, man, I'm just blessed. And, you know, I think the Senior Bowl for me, I think it was a pretty good week. It's pretty solid. I went down there just with the goal in mind to be myself and, you know, showcase who I was as a player and showcase what I have to bring to the table through not only on the field, but through the interviews, the meetings, you know, just different interactions I had with different coaches, players, whatever it may be. Like, my job was just to be me, right? And I think I held pretty true to that. So, you know, having the opportunity and, you know, having a game plan going into it, like, I think it really benefited me.
Dwayne, take the layers back a little bit for me on your game, man, or really just take me into a game week and how you prep yourself before the ball is ever snapped. When you study centers or guards, maybe you have to bump out to 4-eye or even a 5-tech at times and you're winning against a tackle. Are there certain things, man, that you look at in film study, whether it's how a guy approaches, whether with his footwork in the run game, or you know he's going to, you know, set those feet back and get into his anchor and pass pro, or just some things, man, that you look at along the offensive line, it helps you win a rep before the ball is ever snapped?
Yeah, 100%. So really my game plan process week by week is exactly the same. And, you know, I spare you the time and all the details, but by only focusing on the main things. And you talk about looking for tendencies, you talk about looking for alignments, you look for backfield sets, you look for different formations, anything to give you an edge as a defense as a whole first is kind of things how we shape it at Duke, right? And then for me as an individual, I'm looking at footwork, I'm looking at pad level, I'm looking at demeanor, I'm looking at, are you really a dog? Like, how do you block? Are you actually coming off trying to, you know, drive me in the ground? Are you a position guy? Are you trying to just grab people and turn hips? Like, whatever it may be, I'm looking for, and, you know, different tendencies for down and distances, first and 10, second and 10, you know, third and long, whatever, third and short. Like, how are they blocking this? How are they running this? Are they really laying out there sacrificing, you know, for the guy who's actually carrying the ball? So it's just so many different things that I look at week in and week out. And I had a great staff at Duke through both of them, and they always made sure I was prepared, man. And, you know, a lot of help me make a lot of plays.
Absolutely. Look, Dwayne, a couple more for you before we get you out of here. You come from a long lineage of athletes, man. I mean, your dad was a three-year letterman in the 90s at Ohio State, won a Big Ten championship back in the 90s. Your grandfather earned letters back in the 50s at Youngstown State, both in football and track and field. Your uncle as well earned letters in the 80s at Notre Dame. Can you just talk about that lineage of athletes in your family, just that competitive environment that really helped fuel you to where you are today, and just the leader that you become, and just how you approach every snap to where it just means something to you every single rep, to where you want to win every rep and embarrass guys that's in front of you?
Yeah, no, 100%. So, first, I also got to add in my Uncle John, too. He was a football player at West Kentucky as well. He played offensive line, too.
Absolutely.
So, that's actually the only other lineman in the family. Everybody else likes to play in what I call a pretty poor position. The running backs, you know, they're not the real football players, what I say. But long story short, man, you kind of summed it up. I've been surrounded by excellence and a standard my whole life. And I remember coming up, listening to my dad's father, my grandpa, and talking about how the Carter boys and how none of them pay for college, right? So yeah. I hear at a young age, you're like, yeah, we don't pay for cars, you know, earn your way, whatever, earn your keep. And that was never a shot, like, for me to, like, just, you know, I had to play sports. It was never that, but it was just more so like something he was proud of. Have his three sons all go to college for free and play football at a very high level, right? And have a well-respected name in the city of Youngstown, Ohio, which is that blue-collar, hard-working mentality, right? And it's a football town. And, you know, I feel Ohio State is a football state 24/7. I got to make that known on here as well. And I've been through many battles in the locker room with that, too. But just that whole mentality and that backing and the pedigree that we have is kind of the standard of excellence that they set early on for me. So it was almost basically a blueprint. And once my dad actually let me play football, because he didn't want me to play for the longest, until he said, well, he always told me he wanted me to fully develop and, you know, really become more athletic by playing different other sports. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, man, it sucks. Like, all my friends are playing. But now, looking back on it, playing all the different sports and everything else helped me really become the athlete that I am. And it's only, you know, improve my game.
Absolutely.
Because that pedigree and standard and the way they've always gone about things has kind of been, like I said, the blueprint for me. They paved the way, and I'm blessed. I really am.
I love it, man. Look, just a couple more for you. What are some things that Dwayne Carter, man, likes to do away from football? We talked about your game when you're all strapped up and you're getting after people within the trenches, Dwayne, but what are some things that you like to do away from football?
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm a busy guy, right? I always say busy. In college, I was a part of the Student Athlete Advisory Council at Duke in both the ACC level. I was part of the NCAA Division I Student Athlete Football Connection groups. I had responsibilities on Duke's campus by sitting in on different trustee meetings, helping, you know, advocate for student athletes, and also on behalf of student body a little bit as well. I was also on the executive board of the United Black Athletes here at Duke. I was very involved in the school system as far as I was a tutor and TA throughout my time here at Duke as well. It's just crazy. The list goes on, man. I've always been a busy guy, but really when this boils down, just hanging out and relaxing. It's really just hanging out with my teammates, friends, and really playing video games a little bit, getting into them a little bit, but for the most part, pretty good.
Awesome, Dwayne. Look, last one for you, man. When you look back on this process and just take a step back and take a couple deep breaths, because I know everything is coming in fast, right? You got, obviously, pro days coming up, and you got, right, the draft coming up. It's just, when you look back to the first time as a kid, Dwayne, and first time you ever put on a helmet, ever strapped up, to your high school career, to obviously your outstanding All-American career at Duke and in the ACC, how special is that moment going to be for you and your family when you hear your name called here just a little over a month's time?
You know, it's so crazy. I keep thinking about, like, how it's going to be, you know, how I'm going to react. Is it going to be the tears? Is it going to be, like, the shock? Is it probably a little bit of everything? But just the – I don't think I can describe how really special that moment is actually going to be and how it's going to feel. Because, you know, it's something I worked for my whole life. I really have. And I've just been so blessed, like I said, to be surrounded by such a great family, have such a great village around me that helped pour into me to get me to this point, right? And I think the coolest thing for me is they never asked me for anything. They just want me to continue to succeed, right? ascend to the highest levels that I can. So for me, like, you know, knowing the NFL is the highest level and having the opportunity to play in the greatest league in the world, I mean, it's just, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I'm so excited. And, you know, God willing, April 25th through the 27th, I'll hear my name called and I have a destination. So I just can't wait.
All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Duke interior defensive lineman Dwayne Carter. Look, one of the most active, physical, athletic interior defensive linemen, as you'll find in the class. Look, I talked about his All-American career at Duke. The guy was everywhere. You're looking for a modern-day interior lineman that can play the zero, right? Head up on the center, play the one, play the three outside the outside shoulder of the guard. Flat out, get after people in the run game, and then you get to a 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, and he knows the quarterback's dropping back. You watch Dwayne Carter pin his ears back, and he can flat out get after the quarterback. Again, I mentioned the athleticism. You turn on the Northwestern tape from a couple years ago where he's chasing the quarterback down off the backside, 25, 30 yards downfield. The effort is unbelievable. The skill set will continue to evolve when he gets into the NFL. Obviously, a hell of a young man. He talked about his commitment to doing things outside of football, tutoring, three-time captain at Duke. Guys, it's never happened in the history of Duke. Duke's been around since 1922, guys, their first season ever in college football. They've never had a three-time captain until Dwayne Carter was named a captain back in the early portions of this summer heading into the 2023 summer. So, my thanks goes out to Dwayne Carter for taking some time out of his busy schedule, of course, with Duke's Pro Day coming up and the 2024 NFL Draft just down the road. As always, appreciate you guys tuning in. I will post this interview here in these next few days on Twitter. If you don't follow me there already, @_RyanFowler, and all my work is at Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. So again, always appreciate you guys. You can find this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. You can find us at Commanding the Huddle. I will talk to you guys real soon. A lot more of these prospect interviews to come out as we get closer and closer and closer to the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit in late April. So, as always, appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.